from KQED.
Helicopters are ubiquitous in the skies over Los Angeles. There are police and fire helicopters, and of course TV news choppers tracking the latest car chase. And then there are tourist helicopters dipping down over sites like the Hollywood sign. Residents complain they're noisy and annoying. And now, as reporter Colin Barry explains, a local congressman is hoping a federal law can bring some peace and quiet.
Everyone agrees that Los Angeles is a noisy place. But if there's one sound that defines life in L.A., it's this one. It's a sound you can hear any day or night at almost any hour. But a group of homeowners in Beechwood Canyon have had it with that sound. They live below the Hollywood sign, which they say draws tourist helicopters that fly past almost constantly. Robert DeVico, a father of five, says helicopters hover over his house to give riders a prime view of the sign.
Sometimes I've had helicopters come over our home and stuff has blown off of my deck. Quite literally, like our house is shaking and it sounds like a helicopter's landing in our backyard.
A few blocks away, Diana Knoll believes the problem has increased. During tourist season, she says, low-flying choppers can fly past every 15 or 20 minutes.
This is a residential neighborhood. This isn't like, you know, the Grand Canyon or something. There's houses all over here, and it's really annoying.
So annoying, in fact, that locals have been petitioning public officials to restrict helicopter flights over L.A. County. George Abrahams, a member of the Beechwood Canyon Neighborhood Association, says folks here are affected more because the canyon's steep topography amplifies the sound of the aircraft.
We know it's a widespread problem, and it isn't just localized to the tourist spots. It's actually everybody in these canyons. And it's not just our canyon, because all the other canyon associations were unanimous in their support for our petition.
Last year, Congressman Howard Berman, who represents California's 28th District, introduced H.R. 2677, a bill that would restrict helicopters in L.A. County from flying lower than 2,000 feet above the ground.
At the current time, there is no FAA regulation over most routes and over noise levels of helicopters, and we thought not that we wanted to prohibit helicopters, but to provide a sensible form of regulation for them.
H.R. 2677 would require a study to determine where the problems lie. The bill would include exemptions for certain helicopters, which Berman says provide a public service.
But when you add to that the frequency of helicopter tourism or people who are just using helicopters to beat the traffic, this is a real problem.
On the other side of the hills, however, this view is strongly contended by pilots and tour company operators at the Van Nuys Airport, where most of them are based. They say the minimum flight altitude over populated areas is 500 feet and insist that pilots who flaunt these laws are the exception, not the rule. David Child is president of Orbic Air, which has been in business for 20 years.
It's unfortunate to me that sort of the actions of a few dictate what the rest of us have to do now. Because as a commercial operator, as a professional in this industry, we work very hard to maintain good relations with the community. Our whole goal is to promote Los Angeles, not to create problems.
Child says that besides making parts of the airspace much more crowded, restricting helicopter flights will negatively affect his business.
People come to fly helicopters because of the visibility. By putting us up at a higher altitude, I think that's going to impact the ability for tourists to see why they came to L.A.
Brady Bowers has been flying for 5 years. He says he's eager to see any study that can prove the helicopters Beechwood residents hear flying overhead are always tourist craft. The pilots he knows, he says, fly high and fast to try to manage the problem.
And it's not like we're not taking the residents' concerns into consideration. We definitely have adjusted a lot of our flight paths, and we understand, you know, nobody wants to be bothered by any kind of noise.
And Bowers points out, a helicopter passing overhead often makes less noise than the average L.A. landscaping crew. Pilot and homeowner groups have agreed to keep talking. Still, the Berman bill has been gaining support with companion legislation now in the Senate. Sitting in her shady backyard, Beechwood Canyon Neighborhood Association President Fran Reichenbach says for the first time in a long time, she feels optimistic.
In the 28 years that I've lived here, it's been a given that when helicopters go over, they're probably half of them are tourists. and that we're just going to have to suck it up, hold your conversation until it goes by, and tolerate it. But this is the first time we've ever seen a light at the end of the tunnel.
As we sit there, she points out how strange it is that while we've been talking, not a single helicopter has flown over her house. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.